Staying with this debate about the use and possible abuse of 457 visas for foreign workers, according to one of the government's expert advisers, the government's policy is right, but the rhetoric is wrong. Australian workers are not losing out from 457 visas. In fact, low-income wages are higher and the economy stronger because of them. That's according to Professor Peter McDonald, director of the ANU's Australian Demographic and Social Research Institute. He's also a member of the Ministerial Advisory Council on Skilled Migration. I spoke with him a short time ago. As you'll hear, he was in an airport about to board a plane.
Good morning, Prem.
The government, from the PM down, says the 457 visa system is being rorted and they're fixing it. What's wrong with the visa 457 visa system as it stands?
It's a problem with some small minority of Australian employers who take advantage of the system. It's not a high percentage, only about 3% or so, it's a rough guess. It's important that these changes are made to protect the overall integrity of the system. So, I would like to see employers getting behind the proposed reforms so that, the overall integrity of the system is protected. Because now the 457 has become pretty much the centrepiece of the Australian migration system. People come to Australia on a temporary basis. They establish themselves in Australia. They establish themselves in jobs. And from there, they move on to permanent residence often. And it's becoming the main route to new permanent residence in Australia.
So you wouldn't want to close it down, or we'd be closing down our migration system, in a sense?
We'd be closing down the migration system if the 457 system were to be, if its integrity were to be destroyed. The department needs to be given the powers to move against the small number of employers who are rorting the system.
So far we only have a small number of employers listed as examples by the minister, but the Prime Minister said that Labor inherited a system that was out of control. Do you agree with that statement? Was it out of control when this government came in? It's already made one raft of changes. And what are the changes it's proposed now, what's put in place now?
I don't think it was out of control under the previous government. There were changes made to the system under the previous government to shore it up. They're to deal with people who essentially behave badly by getting around the requirements of the 457 system. It's the Australian employers that are the problem, of course, not the workers. So you might find instances of a single employer bringing in a relatively large number of people on 457s just from one country. That shouldn't happen, of course. Or some of the instances that have been reported in the press where the wages are manipulated downwards through various procedures, or people are brought in to do a particular job and then they're actually working in another job.
So the Prime Minister said the other night in a speech that foreign workers are going to the front of the queue at the expense of Australian workers, and she wants these changes because she wants to put Australian workers first. Is that what's happening?
No, I don't think that's what's happening at all. International research shows that Australia is one of the one countries in the world where migration actually improves the wages of lower income workers. Migration at present in Australia is a real positive for the Australian economy, and it's a real positive for workers at all level.
I noticed the ACTU boss, Dave Oliver, said last night that thousands of local workers have been overlooked in the mining industry as 457 workers have been brought in. That suggests more than tinkering around the edges, and that just does back up this suggestion that foreign workers are going to the front of the queue.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. Unemployment in Australia is very low. The people who are unemployed in Australia are generally people with very low skills. They're not people who have tradespeople and so on.
So what's your, to get to the root of this, what's your estimate of the rorted numbers within the system?
Well, I think that's pretty much anybody's guess. But, my guess is it's in the kind of 2%, 3% of employers that are behaving badly.
You're a member of the Ministerial Advisory Council that monitors this visa system. Was your advice sought on these changes that have been announced?
The Ministerial Advisory Council includes people from the employer sector unions, and I'm a member as well. And yes, we are asked about changes to the 457 system.
So you approved of the changes that have been announced?
Yes, I think that's it is a good thing, yeah.
So you approve of the changes But do you approve of the characterisation then of what's going on?
That's the case. Yeah, I approve of the changes. I think the employer should get behind it to improve the integrity of the system. The opposition should get behind it. But I don't approve of the some of the statements coming from the government side, which are way too general.
So why do you think the government is making those statements?
I think you'll have to ask them that.
Just finally, why do we need, just to put this in context, why do we need a 457 visa system? What would Australia look like without a work visa like this?
Well, over time, the 457 system has become the centrepiece of the Australian migration system. A lot of people come to Australia on a temporary basis now. They come as students. They come as working holiday makers. They come as 457s directly. A lot of them move on from 457 to become permanent residents in Australia. That's a very good system because the employers are used to these people. They think they're a good worker. The people themselves have had time to adjust to Australia. They're well integrated into Australia when they become permanent residents. Better system than the way it was in the old days when, you know, a migrant would come to Australia cold and often be unemployed for years. This is a much better way of doing it. And it's becoming the centrepiece of the Australian migration system.
So to put it bluntly then, Peter McDonald, has the government got the policy right and the rhetoric wrong?
Yes, I think that's probably a way to put it, yeah. The policy, I think, is right. And I don't think there's a great deal of disagreement between the government and the opposition, in fact, in policy terms, in real policy, but quite a deal of difference in the rhetoric.
Professor Peter McDonald, a highly respected demographer and a member of the Ministerial Advisory Council on Skilled Migration.